Now listen to The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Don't miss out on the new drops in music and great sports talk. Remember, a new day and a new hour, only on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Catch us at radio.dominican.edu. P.S. Keep the peace in the streets and one love.
What's up, everybody? Hello. How's everybody doing today? This is DJ Red Rose, and you are tuned into The Neighborhood only on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu on Tuesdays from 11 to 12, might I say. 11 to 12. Somebody out there, not 11:30 to 12:30. They know who I'm talking about. But I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in today to The Neighborhood. And today is a big day in the United States for everybody. And for everybody, because the results of this election will predict our future in this country. So today is election day. If you did not know, it is November the 6th, and everybody needs to go to the polls if they haven't voted yet. Cast your vote, please. And also a message to everybody on the social network area. Whoever uses social networking like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. The government is looking at your pictures because, well, not only the government, it's just a felony to post your full, complete ballot, a picture of it, online. So do not do that, because if you're voting for Obama and that's what your ballot says, then your vote will be voided. So be careful and spread the word. Tell people, just don't, you could post pictures of your sticker or your ballot stub, but you cannot post a picture of your complete ballot. So just to let everybody know, that's the 411 on everything. But you know what we're going to jump into right now? We're going to jump into some entertainment news. And my first news story is on Lil Wayne and Quincy Jones. So Lil Wayne just lost his case against Quincy Jones III over the documentary about the rapper. And even worse for him, he lost the countersuit against Quincy Jones that Quincy filed against him. So the jury ordered Lil Wayne to pay Quincy $2,195,000. Quincy's countersuit alleged Lil Wayne wrongfully jock-blocked the release of the film, screwing up its profits potential. Lil Wayne never showed up for his court trial. The days he was supposed to testify, he was a no-show because, if you guys remember this, Lil Wayne had suffered several seizures on an airplane, seizure episodes, and was prohibited from flying. As a result, his lawyer was left to show the jury Wayne's deposition, in which he refused to answer questions and mocks the proceeding. So, I mean, it just looks like Lil Wayne messed it up for himself, pretty much. But if you are just tuning in to The Neighborhood, this is DJ Red Rose, and you can catch The Neighborhood on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu only on Tuesdays from 11 to 12. And if you're a first-time listener, our station number is 415-482-3587, 415-482-3587. We do take phone calls every now and then in The Neighborhood. You can weigh in on the topic at hand or past topics that we have talked about and touched on. So, like I said earlier, it is election day, and I hope everybody's voting and hitting the polls. The poll line. Remember, your job is required to give you, I believe, 2 hours voting time on election day. So you can go in and vote. You get 2 hours to cast that ballot and then get back to work. Some more entertainment news for you. As you guys know, R. Kelly was out here on Halloween, but then he had a show in Los Angeles a couple of nights ago. He went from the Bay to LA, and when R. Kelly saw two ladies fighting over a seat in his concert, this was at the new Nokia Theater, he didn't scream for security. He sang for security. And it was all caught on tape. You can check that out on TMZ. In the middle of his show at the Nokia Theater in downtown LA this weekend, he noticed two female fans getting physical in the crowd. One source tells TMZ one woman had accused the other of stealing her seat, and they were like extremely close to throwing bows. So R. Kelly took matters into his own hands, and he sang security, spelling it out SECURITY. I don't want to sing for you because I don't know. I'm not a very good singer. I like singing, but I'm not a very good singer. And in the video, it's hard to exactly tell what R. Kelly had said after that, but he definitely barked some orders to the crowd to control staff and dropped a couple bombs while saying it in tune. Security eventually responded to the situation and escorted one of the women out of the building, thus concluding the most beautiful ejection we've ever heard. That's TMZ report. That's the most beautiful ejection they've ever heard. But on to the next story. Sam Worthington was arrested Saturday after allegedly fighting and had to be subdued with pepper spray. If you don't know who he is, he was a character on Avatar. Cops say that Avatar star was at Vortex, a restaurant in Atlanta, when he refused entrance because people at the door felt he was too intoxicated. This after he got into an argument because he didn't have an ID required to get inside the club. According to the police report, a witness told cops Worthington became disorderly. He allegedly pushed the doorman twice, and the doorman responded by pepper spraying him and putting him in cuffs until the cops arrived. We're told that the entire incident is on surveillance video. Worthington was charged with disorderly conduct, fighting. Sam's in Atlanta to shoot. He's in Atlanta to shoot 10 with co-star Arnold Schwarzenegger. If you don't remember him, he was actually, I can't believe this, still a California governor at one time. And that's why we're paying major tuition here at Dominican and other schools. But anyway, that was the story. An Avatar guy who was an Avatar is acting with Arnold Schwarzenegger now in this movie called, upcoming movie called 10. So next story. If you haven't heard about this CeeLo Green, some people are probably best know CeeLo from The Voice or Forget You, that song Forget You, or Gnarls Barkley, the group Gnarls Barkley. And if you really, really know CeeLo, you know him from the Goody Mob. But he was, he has been accused. He hasn't been proven guilty yet. He might be, who knows? But he's been accused of raping a young lady, taking advantage of a young lady. The Voice judge, who's tooling around today in LA with a whip, a drop top whip. Yeah, you got to see the picture of it. It's on TMZ, media takeout everywhere. Just Google CeeLo in his black convertible, and they'll show you that nice classic he's riding in. But he's under investigation by the LAPD for sexual battery. There we go. After a woman claimed he slipped her ecstasy at a restaurant and then sexually assaulted her back in July. She says she passed out in the restaurant, and the next thing she knew, she was naked in bed with CeeLo in the room. Very suspicious. One could say, oh, she just wants some money from him. And another could say, maybe he didn't really do it. And so we'll see how everything pans out with that. But if you are just tuning in to The Neighborhood with me, DJ Red Rose, I would like to thank you for all for tuning in. We just went over a couple entertainment news stories. That's about it. But you know what? It's about time to get into a song, because I'm feeling like some music, and I feel like listening to some Fantasia. So that's what we're going to do right now. This is Fantasia, When I See You.
mirror.
Start to blush when somebody says your name. In my stomach there's a pain.
See you walk in my direction, I go the other way.
I start to stutter when I speak.
Try to stand but my knees go weak.
What's happening to me? In the dark, can you tell me what it means?
I lay my head on my pillow. I'm staring out the window. Wishing the star for a sign.
It's the reason why.
I get nervous when you call, so I say I'm not home.
I see your face and I hear my favorite song. Should I send an email at home?
You're the number one topic on the phone.
I wonder if you know, or do you have a clue?
Yeah. I lay my head on my pillow.
You got me staring out the window.
We're showing a star for a sign.
What's the reason why? Yeah, 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 yeah. You're always
here.
That was Fantasia, When I See You, probably one of her best joints ever. I mean, she has a lot of good hits, though. She just has a lot of issues going on in her personal life right now, but she still makes great music, no doubt about that. Look, like I've been mentioning throughout the show so far, it is Election Day, and I have some words from some very important people, just last words, and this first person is actually a Republican, but he's speaking in favor of Obama, which I find very interesting. And listen to this quote from Colin Powell. The action he has taken with respect to protecting us from terrorism has been very, very solid. That was from Colin Powell. Then you have Jane Lynch out of California. I was really grateful to him for standing up for those kids who are having a really rough time out there because of their orientation. And then Mr. Bruce Springsteen out of New Jersey. For me, President Obama is our best choice because he has a vision of the United States as a place where we all are in this together. A guy that a lot of you may know, Mr. Jay-Z, Mr. Carter from New York City. Having someone in office who understands how powerful our voice can be is very important. I will definitely have to agree with that. James Taylor out of North Carolina. We need 4 more years of repair, of helping the middle class achieve the sustainable economy. Right? All in agreement. I agree with everything that's been said so far. Michael Bloomberg, New York City. I want our president to place scientific evidence and risk management above electoral politics. All right. And so that's just a few names for you. I mean, there are a lot of more quotes that I could read right now, but I'm not going to drop all that all on you at once. It's a lot of knowledge that's going to be spread today here on the neighborhood. But one thing before we go to commercial break, when we come back from commercial break, I'll play a song. And then I'm going to read about some local progressive ballot guides. So local progressives have also collaborated on progressive ballot guides for Los Angeles. And I'm pretty sure they have something out here in the Bay Area with the recommendations on how to vote. It's simple and easy to use and contains the recommendations of local progressives for races across the state. And when and where to vote, polls of California are open. I'll let you know that when we get back. You are tuned into The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose, only on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. You can catch The Neighborhood on Tuesdays from 11 to 12 live, and the podcast should be posted on the website now. And I'll be right back in a few minutes, so hold tight, everybody.
Hey, everyone. This is the Brian Sanchez from the Sports Report, and you are tuned into my personal favorite show, The Neighborhood, with my girl DJ Red Rose, only on radio.dominican.edu.
Sit-ups riding, tuck your tummy tight and do your crunches like this.
You should live a healthy lifestyle 365 days out of the year, not just over the summer. Do you want those washboard abs? Lose that unwanted 20 pounds? Not have to worry about your annual doctor visits? If you answer yes to any of these questions, I know just the Herbalife representative for you. Contact Janine Rose at slimjan1@sbcglobal.net. SlimJan, the number one, at sbcglobal.net.
Hey, everybody, this is Jordan Smith from the Sports Report, and you are tuned into The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose.
And we're back here on The Neighborhood, and this is a popular song right now, Frank Ocean, Thinking About You.
A tornado flew around my room before you came. Excuse the mess it made, it usually doesn't rain in Southern California, much like Arizona. My eyes don't shed tears, but boy, they pour when I'm thinking about you. Oh, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. You, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you? Or do you not think so far ahead? 'Cause I've been thinking about forever. I don't like you, I just thought you were cool enough to kick it. Got a beach house I could sell you in Idaho. Since you think I don't love you, I just thought you were cute, that's why I kiss you. Got a fighter jet, I don't get to fly it, though I'm lying down thinking about you. Ooh, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. You, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you? Or do you not think so far? 'Cause I've been thinking about forever. Ooh. Or do you not think so far ahead? 'Cause I've been thinking about forever. Ooh.
Yes, of course. I remember, how could I forget how you feel? Know you were my first time, a new feel. It won't ever get old, not in my soul, not in my spirit, keep it alive. We'll go down this road till it turns from color to black and white. Or do you not think so far ahead? 'Cause I've been thinking about forever.
I've come to the conclusion that you don't want it in karaoke with me. I put my heart and soul into those songs, and that one I would definitely rock the mic with Thinking About You by Frank Ocean. Like I promised, I have some poll information for everybody. When and where to vote. Polls in California are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. And remember, as long as you're in line before the polls close, you have the right to cast your ballot. So just be in that line before 8 p.m. So you can't get in line at 8:01 and expect to vote. But if you get in line at 8 p.m., you can definitely rock your vote. And also, if you would like to find the nearest polling place close to you, you can go to your county websites or state websites. Just post office, probably. I'm just throwing out some corporation and businesses and legislative websites for you. But just check it out, or you can Google my nearest voting poll, something like that. And if something goes wrong, chances are you won't have any problems voting. But just in case you do, it's important to be prepared. If your state has voter rolls and you're not listed, the first thing to do is to make sure you're at the right polling place. After you confirm that you are at the right polling place, you should demand a provisional ballot. Remember, your vote is your voice. Your vote is your voice. And if you are an eligible registered voter, you have the right to vote. Once again, if you are an eligible registered voter, you have the right to vote. Whether or not a poll worker finds your name on the list or a political operative challenges your eligibility at the polls, you have the right to vote. If you need legal help, you can call 1-866-OUR-VOTE. It's a toll-free number, 1-866-OUR-VOTE. One more time, 1-866-OUR-VOTE. It is a toll-free number. Report long lines or voting problems at OurVoteLive.org. OURVOTELIVE.org. Or via Twitter with hashtag OVLREPORT. If possible, use your phone to video the situation or interview the person affected and submit the video to videothevote.org. Video, V-I-D-E-O, the T-H-E, vote, V-O-T-E, .org. Or post it to YouTube or Twitter tagged with hashtag videothevote. There's no spaces when you hashtag. If you're voting an electronic machine with a paper record, verifying that the record is accurate. So that's a lot of information, and I hope everybody got it. If not, just contact me. You know how to get in touch with me from the Facebook page or the blog. You already know. And I would like to acknowledge the young people who usually throw parties at clubs. They're holding election day get-togethers. It's not a club. It's not a party. It's something you go to after work and you watch the election as it's occurring with other peers who also take interest in politics. So I would like to acknowledge all the young people doing that, because you are making a difference in the community. If you are just tuning into the neighborhood, this is DJ Red Rose. And you are tuned in to only Penguin Radio, of course, at radio.dominican.edu. You can catch The Neighborhood on Tuesdays from 11 to 12. And so far, we've been talking about a lot about politics and just what you can do to cast your vote today. And just know that polls opened at 7 a.m. and they close at 8 p.m. As long as you're in line by 8 p.m., you can cast your vote. You cannot get in line at 8:01 and expect to vote. You just can't. But if you're in line by 8 p.m., please. And also know this, everybody. Your job has to give you 2-hour voting period. So if you're like, I need to go to work, you're still getting paid for those 2 hours. Don't worry. You'll still get paid. It'll be against the law. It'll be very highly illegal of them to not let you vote. Let's go to some sports news, though. This is on Plaxico Burress, the unemployed NFL star who famously shot himself in the leg. Just skated on a speeding ticket because the cop shot himself in the foot. Now, check this out. Plaxico was cited for going 125 miles per hour in Broward County, Florida, 70 miles over the speed limit in his 2012 Ferrari. In a Ferrari and unemployed. Must be nice. So how? You ask, does someone beat the rap? You hire Bradford Cohen, who showed the judge the ticket, which cited the wrong law. Oh my God, the cop amended his copy of the ticket after the fact, but it didn't match up with Plaxico's copy. Call it technicality, but it did do the trick. Plaxico is now free to do anything but take a gun into a nightclub. So they're saying, if Plaxico sticks with this lawyer, Bradford Cohen, he'll be A-okay. That's crazy, though. How do you get away with that, man? 125, 70 miles over the speed limit? That is insane. And I think this is show 10, and I think about, like, in show 6 or 7, I had talked about 50 Cent and Floyd Mayweather, and it wasn't any of our business if they were friends or not. But now they're making it everybody's business by publicizing that they are no longer friends or business partners. 50 Cent doesn't own the 1970 song he sampled. This is a different story about 50. He's just going through it right now, it seems, as if that's the case. But basically, he's being sued by Robin Pondexter, while Floyd Mayweather is flaunting his cash and saying 50 likes to hold his belts and his money on Twitter and Instagram. So 50 Cent's probably going through it right now. Much doesn't faze him, though. He's a strong individual and a smart businessman. And much love to both of them and much blessings. And hopefully they handle this separation, you call it, in a more civilized way in the near future, because they had to realize that they're both role models for younger people, especially people who have came from now, young men who have came from nothing, who want to make something out of themselves the legal way. So they have to keep that in mind as well. And a big thing I'm gonna talk about, you guys are probably gonna be impressed with it, but I'll talk about it later. It's about the Muppets. The puppets and the Muppets, how they are shedding their light on this election. But it is about that time to take a little break here in the neighborhood. So we're going to go into a commercial break. You are tuning into The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose, only at radio.dominican.edu from 11 to 12 on Tuesdays, and it's Penguin Radio. And we'll be right back.
What's up, everyone? This is DJ Misty from The Scoop, and you are tuned in to The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose.
Have you ever tried Tori's pound cakes? Well, let me just tell you, they are delicious. She can make apricot-flavored pound cake, 7-Up-flavored pound cake, rum drizzled flavored pound cake, 4 flavored pound cake, and diabetic pound cake. To place your order, call Atoria at 510-459-8809. Attention Bay Area, you can find the best Thai and American cuisine at Salad Restaurant, located in Hercules, California, 1991 Railroad Ave. To make the reservations, call 510-724-4000. 4044. The food and the view are both to die for. Check out the menu at ilovesala.com.
You're listening to The Neighborhood with Red Rose, only on world-famous Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Thank you to my main guy, Beacon, right there. And yes, you are tuned into The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose, only on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. And if you are just tuning into The Neighborhood, we've been having a very important discussion here in the studio today. But it's time to get into another song. I think I want to end with some hip-hop, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm trying to decide between L. Varner and En Vogue, but I think I'm going to go with En Vogue, What's Gonna Be. So here is En Vogue with What's Gonna Be.
What's it gonna be? 'Cause I-
that is in vogue. What's it gonna be? If you are just tuned in, this is DJ Red Rose, and you are tuned into the neighborhood only on Tuesdays from 11 to 12. You guessed right, on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. So I just got this real cool little update on Facebook and joined this group that 30% of Facebook and, 215,000 people are looking at as well. But basically, it gives you the number of voters per hour, and right now it's at 3,150,268 voters in this hour currently, and you have 1 million men, roughly 1 million men who have voted so far, and roughly 2 million females who have voted so far. This is here on Facebook, and basically, the majority of the people are between the ages of 18 and 24. Then second up, you have people between the ages of 25 and 34. Third up, you have people between the ages of 35 and 44. Fourth, you have 45 to 54. And then last but not least, 55 and over. And this is for the people on Facebook. And you, if you check your Facebook and you post something about voting, you'll get this alert too. Very, very nice touch, Facebook. And I'll be keeping up with that and keeping you guys posted at the end of the show. But like I had promised, don't mess with the puppets. Was the battle cry at the Million Puppet March, where a thousand furry creatures got fisted and stormed Capitol Hill day before yesterday, all to save PBS from government annihilation. So the event was organized after Mitt Romney and famously put Big Bird, Sesame Street, and PBS on the chopping block in the first presidential debate, claiming it wasn't worth the dough. Adam Jones, a puppet master who co-created a puppet show called Stuffed, spoke at an event and told TMZ, actually, that politicians don't understand how big of an effect Sesame Street and PBS has on the world. It inspires kids in 150 countries, and destroying it would be devastating. Something had to be done, Adam Jones said. Jones says the timing of the march, mere days before Romney and Obama square off, was crucial, saying even though the puppets can't vote yet, they might just sway the election. Very, very interesting. Very interesting. And if you you're registered to vote and you're just not sure if your vote will count, don't think that way. Do not think that way. There are people out there who want you to think that way. They want you to think that your vote doesn't count. But your vote counts. And for the African Americans out there, you have to realize we have not always had the privilege of voting. So you need to, this is a privilege right here. There is a bill that's passed every 50 years determining if we can vote or not. What's up with that? I don't know, but that just gives you all the reason to go out there and vote, because your vote does count. And whoever wins this election, I'm telling you, it's very important, because we can either keep on progressing towards a healthy environment again and economy in the United States, or we can go right back down to the chopping blocks of square one and start all over again. So you think about it. Anyway, if you grew up watching the Five Heartbeats like I did, you already know who Eddie Kang is. But unfortunately, I don't have good news about Eddie Kang. His real name is Michael Wright. Michael Wright hand wrapped the NYPD an early Christmas present yesterday morning, when he gave them the easiest DWI arrest ever by hitting a police car. Law enforcement sources tell this is what they told TMZ, Wright, who starred in the classic movie The Five Heartbeats as Eddie Kane, was trying to park his 1978 black Rolls Royce in Manhattan when he hit the car that had two officers sitting inside. We're told the officers went to have a word with Wright and detected an odor of alcohol on his breath after the filed sobriety test didn't go well. Wright says, he was arrested, basically. There's actually, I think they meant to say failed and not filed, but he did fail the sobriety test tremendously and was arrested and taken into custody afterwards. Remember, folks, do not use drugs or drink alcohol before you get behind the wheel, because not only are you putting your own life in danger, you're putting other people's lives in danger as well. Little do you know it, but think before you act is what I have to say. And I have another report. I mentioned one of the group members of Black, Natina Reed, was killed a couple weeks ago. Natina Reed's funeral was held yesterday in her hometown. Rapper Corrupt, the father of her son, is covering all the expenses. Big ups to Corrupt. Reed, who passed away October 26th after she was struck by a car, was laid to rest at the Abundant Life Church in Lithonia, Georgia. According to sources, Corrupt, the father of Reed's 10-year-old son, Trin, is footing the bill for the service as well as the gathering after. Trin, who will remain in Corrupt's custody, like he has for the past 4 years, and that Corrupt hopes Trin will maintain a close relationship with Reed's family. People like Chili and T-Boss from TLC, rappers Big Boy, Daz, and Snoop Dogg were at attendance at the funeral, as well as member of Reed's R&B group Black. So that was just a really sad story. Little sad news of the snooze that was released. And she also did some acting too in Bring It On, the first movie. You probably remember she was like Gabby Union's right hand girl in the movie. Awesome movie. And it's another talent that's been lost, and it's just hard to report one of those news briefs. But there's something going on. There's something in the water. These celebrities, their water bottles or something, I don't know. Something's not looking good in that Boss water. No. But Rick Ross, Lil Wayne, and now Keri Hilson have had seizures on planes. Very weird. They say that Rick Ross's was due to poor dieting and being overweight. Lil Wayne's, well, everybody knows what he does. He drinks that cough syrup. And they believe it was the seizures were brought on by too much of that. And for Keri Hilson, she says that it is exhaustion. She's just been really exhausted, and I guess her body reacted a little different. It's time for a commercial break already. It feels like we just came from a commercial break. But if you are tuned into the neighborhood, or if you are just tuning into the neighborhood, sorry about that. We have reported some very interesting news. Sorry you missed out, but it's good you're tuned in now, because I have a lot of great news coming up. But I'm going to go into this commercial break right now. This is The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Be right back.
What's up, everyone? This is Yama Baby from Spot On, and you're tuning in to The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rouse.
Would you like to decide how much you pay for health and wellness? If so, Tao Community Acupuncture is the clinic for you. For acupuncture, some pay as much as $100 to $200 per session. But never fear, treatment is available to all at Tao Community Acupuncture. Tao provides affordable treatments in order to bring the amazing healing power of acupuncture to everyone. You decide what to pay, from $20 to $40. Come visit the clinic in San Rafael, located at 1407 4th Street. Walk-ins are welcome and appointment booking is easy. Visit tao-community.com or call 415-881-7865 to learn more and book your appointment today with Tao Community Acupuncture. That's 415-881-7865. Call today.
What's up, everyone? This is DJ Sugar from Sweet Juicy Talk, and you are tuned in to The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose.
Hello, everybody, and we're back. You're tuned into The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose, and it's time for a song. So now I'm going to play Now or Never. This is a Kendrick Lamar song off his new album, Good Kid, Mad City. And this is featuring Mary J. Blige. So enjoy this.
Yo. All right. One, two, three, go.
Waking up in a dream. Sleepwalking on another big stage. You never heard peace till you hear people scream your name in unison. I'm so far away from the place I used to be. Struggling usually, look at the new me. Fate pursuing me, I can feel the energy in the air. It feel like I'm supposed to be here.
Everywhere I go I'm getting so much love. Fans and stars, everyone saying how they can't wait for the OP. And I'm gonna blow, they believe in me. Feel so good in what you do. Help somebody else get through. That's why I do the best I can, because I know how blessed I am.
I'm so high, I can touch the sky. I know it's my time, and it's now or never. Shine so bright, I light the night, and it feels so right. Ain't nothing better.
A fool if I take it all for granted. A smart man if I keep my feet planted to the earth, cause the people that hurt can understand it. You speaking outlandish, I'ma show you how to make it all work. Another planet, it's a short term goal for me. A record soul for me, it's just more of me in your ear. For you to hear Kendrick persevere, defenses I fear relentless. Ambition with a clear vision. Taking off, I ain't taking off these pistons. I'm taking off on the enemy, your distance. Came across me, how much it'll cost me to get you out my business. I said a planet, it's a short term goal. No sky is the limit, I'm past that, now past that award, not one but four times two plus yours.
I see myself performing at K-Dot. Sold out shows where the room is packed. Uh-huh. Sitting at the Grammys winning 5 awards. See myself on big billboards. Traveling around the world with endorsement deals. Can't imagine how it feels. That's why I'm smiling every day, because my dream ain't far away.
Looking at me and you tell me I'm blessed. Calculated my steps, my heart, my breath. Breathe lungs of a victory and vividly you see me when I'm at my best. My worst, this verse dedicated to the days that I slept with a curse. Research my pay dues, I'm reimbursed. I burst in the crowd with a voice and a crown. I'm a king on the prowl and I see mama smile. And a vow I'ma take that I'll never break. You can break bread with me now. We can all take a bow on the edge of the pedestal and scream out loud that we made it off the avenue and walk that mile. In the darkness I often sit back and get lost in the rap that I wrote when you told me that it spoke to your soul. I was talking to you, I was walking it through. Every ghetto tell success hello, we here.
And I'm so happy I cry, cause I can't believe all the things I ever wanted are finally happening for me. And it's so surreal that I almost feel that any minute I could wake up from this fantasy. When you pray so hard and you've come so far,
I know it's my time, and it's now or never. Shine so
Now or Never, Kendrick Lamar featuring Miss Mary J. Blige. So if you were just tuning into the neighborhood, I am DJ Red Rose, and you can catch me on Tuesdays from 11 to 12 here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. And we've been talking a lot about the election today, since it is election day, November the 6th. It's a very important date in the United States right now. So, but I haven't touched on a lot of Dominican University sports news lately. So I have a few pieces for you. Dominican University of California's head coach, Booker T. Harris, 2012-2013 Penguins made their debut on Friday. This is the men's basketball team, and showed off the team's versatility and depth in a 73-65 exhibition win over Corbin University of Oregon. Junior Devin Golston had a team-high 15 points and 7 rebounds in his Dominican debut. Devin is a transfer from Southern California. And senior Jamal Clark made his first 5 shots and finished with 13 points, while senior Ricky Wolford, freshman Chris Edmiston, who led California Preps in scoring last season with a 34.1 points per game average, added 12 points. Edmiston gave the Penguins their biggest lead of the game at 56-30 with 16 minutes remaining in the game. Fellow Matt Hayes contributed 7 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 assists. Also, over the weekend here at Dominican, it was senior day on Saturday with a soccer doubleheader. And for Saturday, for the Dominican University of California men's soccer team, and the Penguins responded with a highly emotional win. It was only fitted that senior Pedro Guerrero scored the game-winning goal to beat Point Loma of San Diego 2-1 in the final Pacific West Conference contest of the season. It was his team's best 12th goal this season, and the 37th in his 68-game career. Wow, that's great. With the Penguins, 8-7, and with 2 draws in league. So that was a great season for the male soccer team, and as well for the female soccer team. Dominican University of California senior co-captain Jillian Bratsberg was getting ready for the game, and she said she was ready for her career to end. Wow, that's beautiful. She's come to peace with her career. Her teammates took that to heart and worked hard to give her and her fellow seniors every extra last second possible, as Lady Penguins played to a 0-0 double overtime draw versus Point Loma Nazarene University on Saturday. With an overall record, the Lady Penguins had 7 wins, 7 losses, and 3 draws. They also finished the 2012 season in 7th place in the Pacific West Conference standings. So that was a good season by the Lady Penguins as well. And it's always glad to, I'm always happy to report great news about Dominican athletics. And if you could check Dominican.edu, there is a tab at the top of the page that has athletics, and you can check out the upcoming games for basketball and also other sports that have began as well. Lacrosse is getting things started. Softball soon to really get into it. So check that out on the Dominican Athletics website. And for some Bay Area sports news, we're going to start off with the beloved Oakland Raiders. On the 28th of October, they beat the Kansas City Chiefs 26-16. Then this Sunday, they lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 42-32. Their next game will be on Sunday versus the Baltimore Ravens. It'll be a morning game, and so you should check out for that. Support the Oakland Raiders. Hopefully they can win that one. You know, Baltimore, a lot of injuries, and the main injury is to Ray Lewis. So they're losing a big player. For the San Francisco 49ers, on the 29th of October, they went on to beat the Arizona Cardinals 24-3, and they had a bye this past weekend, so they didn't play at all. But this weekend coming up on Sunday, the Niners play the St. Louis Rams, and that'll be in San Francisco, and that'll be a 1:25 game Pacific time. And the week following week, on the 19th of November, I believe that is a Monday night game, and the 49ers play the Chicago Bears. It'll be a 5:30 game, and tickets are available, so check that out. And to wrap up the Bay Area sports news, I'm going to talk a little bit about the Warriors, the Golden State Warriors. It's looking like their next three games are home games at the Oracle in Oakland. Go support the Warriors. They have a pretty good-looking squad this season. On the 3rd of this month, they beat my squad 114-110. My squad is the LA Clippers, if you did not know. But my Clippers then went on to lose to the Cavaliers. So it just sounds like they're having some issues, and just we need to get it together. Clippers need to get together. Also, on the 5th, the Warriors played the Sacramento Kings, but they lost to the Kings 92-94. And actually, you know what? Sacramento Kings look pretty good. I saw a preseason game. They have a lot of weapons, and they're young. So that's scary. Scary for the West. And on the 7th, which is tomorrow, the Warriors play the Cavaliers. You can buy tickets for that game because it is at the Oracle. And then the game is at 7:30 p.m. Pacific time. So the next games that will be at the Oracle will be on the 7th, which is tomorrow, then the 10th on Saturday, and then next Wednesday, the 14th. And the 7th, they play the Cleveland Cavaliers. The 10th, they play the Denver Nuggets. And on the 14th, they play the Atlanta Hawks. So pretty good games coming up for the Warriors. And I would like to thank everybody for tuning into the neighborhood today. You know how I like to end my show with a song, because I love music, and don't you love music too? So there's one song that I have not played yet today. I played it last episode, kind of premiered it, but it's not a new song. But it is L. Varner, I Don't Care. But I would like to thank everybody for tuning into the neighborhood. I am DJ Red Rose. You can catch me next week, same day, same time, Tuesdays from 11 to 12 on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Like I said, today is election day. If you have any questions, go to the Facebook page. That link is posted on the radio.dominican.edu Penguin Radio website. So you can click that link and it'll take you right to the Facebook page, right on that wall, and let me know what's happening. All right, you guys have a great day and a great rest of the week. Hopefully it leads into a great weekend. Goodbye.
I'm gonna lose this game. I've got no poker face. I'm not designed for this, this, this. If I could speak in code, I wouldn't be so bold. Got the zealous side.